This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Xcel Energy is facing more lawsuits over the Marshall Fire. CPR's Paolo Scialza does more.
The new lawsuits come a month after the Boulder County Sheriff's Office wrapped its investigation into Colorado's most destructive wildfire. It found a downed Xcel Energy line was one of two ignition points. One of the new lawsuits is from over 150 insurance companies whose clients lost property. The second suit was filed on behalf of a couple by a law firm that specializes in wildfire litigation. Both lawsuits seek unspecified monetary damages. Xcel has continually denied its equipment had any role in the fire. I'm Paolo Scialza, CPR News.
Two Democrats in the Colorado House are suing the chamber's leaders. They argue both parties are routinely violating the state's open meetings law. It alleges House representatives routinely break the law by conducting substantial conversations about public policy without providing required notice to the public. The suit was filed by Representative Bob Marshall and Elizabeth Epps. Marshall says the ultimate goal is to stop the behavior without going to court.
This is not meant to be a moral disparagement of our colleagues, and especially leadership. It's meant to be a loving intervention for someone you love that just can't change.
Democratic House leaders say they're reviewing the complaint. All state DMV offices will offer driver's licenses and ID services to undocumented residents. Governor Jared Polis recently made the announcement to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of the passage of the Colorado Road and Community Safety Act. Previously, only five offices offered these services. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.